This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Dawn, D-A-W-N, Dowd. It's D like David, O-W, D like David. Date of birth 5-4-1955. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Dowd with hypertension, congestive heart failure, and chronic atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was October 21st of 2024. She's been doing well with normal renal function, and she's on a calorie-restrictive diet, and she's lost 12 pounds over the last year. She states that she's feeling well, no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, chronic shortness of breath on exertion, which resolves with rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and controlled edema of the lower extremities. Medications, she's anticoagulated with warfarin, Coreg, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Torsamide is 20 milligram daily if she has a 3-pound weight gain over the 24 hours. Diltiazem, Fosamax, Effexor, Prozac, Atrovent inhalers as needed. Also simvastatin. Physical exam, weight 302 pounds, pulse 74. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 80. MEC is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, but otherwise are clear. Heart is irregular, no murmur or rub, and somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and she has 1 to 2+ edema of ankles and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 15th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 0.91, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium is 9.5, electrolytes are normal, albumin 3.5, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin is 12.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, hypertension. Near to goal, her blood pressures at home are usually 130 to 140 over 80, which are acceptable, slightly higher today in the office. Two, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. Three, persistent atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Coumadin. She will continue to get lab studies done every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.